President Trump says he will sue to stop Nevada from going to an all-mail-in voting system this November. The governor there signed legislation into law yesterday afternoon after the Democratic-controlled state legislature passed a bill over the weekend.
Secretary will close the roll. The vote on Assembly Bill 4 is 13 in favor, 8 against. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed. Order the Assembly.
The state will send a mail-in ballot to every registered voter as a result of the state of emergency because of the pandemic. That would make Nevada the 8th state to go mail-in, and it is a battleground state. Bert Johnson is legislative reporter for KNPR. He joins us from Reno, Nevada. Bert, the president is calling this an illegal late-night coup. Tell us what legislators there in Nevada did and why.
The state legislatures here in Nevada, or the state legislators here in Nevada, approved on Sunday night Assembly Bill 4, which creates a new category of elections called an affected election. And those take place whenever the governor or the legislature itself declares a state of emergency. And those affected elections are where you see the mail ballots being automatically sent out to all active registered voters in the state.
So they're going to go out to everybody who's a registered voter, an active registered voter in the state. Are people thinking it will work pretty smoothly given the tight timeline?
Yeah, well, that's the hope. Actually, right before they approved this bill, there was some reporting that indicated, you know, elections officials were getting nervous because it was getting right down to the wire. But the June primary election here in Nevada was conducted in a really similar way, and that did go pretty smoothly.
Mm-hmm. Now, as we said, President Trump threatened to sue the state, claiming that the governor made it impossible for Republicans to win there. What are Republicans in Nevada saying about this?
Well, they're not exactly saying that. A lot of the Republican lawmakers in the Assembly and the Senate raised some of the concerns we've heard on the national stage about the integrity of the election. You know, they say this will enable widespread fraud. There's also a provision in this bill that allows voters to delegate anyone they choose to turn in their vote by mail ballot for them, which is a little bit of a change that used to only be for family members. And Republicans are calling that quote unquote ballot harvesting. Although it's according to the folks who wrote the law, it's designed to allow people with disabilities, things like that, to be able to participate without exposing themselves to COVID-19.
One of the things that we hear about every time there is an election or a primary in Nevada is that there are all of these people who work in the casino industry, and it's very difficult for them to get the time that they need to vote. So if you have everybody voting by mail, that could make a pretty big difference in Nevada when it comes to turnout, right?
That's right. Actually, during the June primary, they had the highest turnout for a primary election we've ever seen. It was almost 30% here in Washoe County, where I live and work. It was 10% higher as compared to the 2016 primary.
So are people feeling that this is the end of the story? The bill has passed. It's been signed by the governor. Or are they sitting there waiting and bracing for a lawsuit from Washington?
You know, I haven't seen any really serious conversation about a lawsuit from the administration on the ground so far. Obviously, that's not impossible, but the president's tweets don't seem to correlate very well with what's happening here in the state.
Hmm. That is KNPR legislative reporter Bert Johnson joining us from Reno, Nevada. Bert, thank you.
Thank you.